Hey, up next on Downtown, we want to talk about the hottest team in the University of Maine campus, ranked number 9 in the country, riding a 9-game unbeaten streak, and that would be your University of Maine Black Bear women's ice hockey team. We're joined by Coach Rick Reichenbach. Things are going pretty well right now. 9 games without a loss. Are you having fun as this streak keeps mounting up?
Yeah, no, it's been an unreal experience. And you know, for the coaching staff, obviously the best thing that we see every day is just the way the team has come together and enjoyed the success and built off the success and continue to grow. And I think for the coaching staff, it's pretty special too, because, you know, relatively speaking, you know, a lot of our top players are still freshmen and sophomores. So it's really exciting to see how we've been doing, and it's exciting to see how we're going to do these last 10 games.
Well, you've got a chance this weekend if you can sweep to I believe that would be victories 16 and 17. That would tie the all time mark at the University for women's hockey. That's got to be a good goal to have in sight.
Yeah, no, it's been kind of special because after the first Northeastern lost back in November, we had a pretty serious team meeting, and we played okay. You know, we maybe outplayed them, but we just weren't doing a few things. And, you know, we looked at the rest of the schedule going the break, and, you know, we felt like those were all games that we could win. And we talked about that, and, you know, we beat the Northeastern in the second game. We talked about it again, and then they finished the semester. And then we talked about what it would be like if we continued to win. And they were able to obviously sweep BU at BU. And then, you know, a really tough Merrimack's rink is small. There's not a lot of room. They play really well in the rink, and they were on a little bit of a winning streak for themselves, so we're able to go there and win. So, you know, this weekend is going to be huge for us. And you know, but like, what's kind of special about our league this year is there is a ton of parity, and you know, we know we're going to be in for a big fight. But you know, we also talked in that meeting about getting the record and how special that would be. So I know, you know, once we get that next win, that'll be a huge focus for us, is tying the record and then beating the record. I know that's something very important to our seniors and our entire team.
What's been the key for you? What have you been most pleased with about your team's play so far?
I think, you know, just looking at the past 2 seasons, we were able to pull off some really big wins last year against, you know, some top 10 opponents, but we just couldn't put together, honestly, a complete weekend or a complete 2 weeks, or it was a very much a roller coaster. And I think this year, just, it's not just the games that have been consistent, but, you know, our practices. You know, usually, for example, like the week before exams, it's just a really hard week for the team to execute in practice, to be up, to have energy. Obviously, the girls take their academics very seriously. They're thinking about going home. They've been at school for a long time. A lot of them live, you know, far away or overseas. So, you know, that week was one of our best weeks of practice. And then, you know, coming back from break, same thing, just getting used to things and just the execution and practice and the ability for them to soak in information has been special this year.
One of the other things, Rick, I think is you'll probably agree is true, is this might be the deepest defensive core since you've been here. And you add to that the way Carly Jackson's been playing goalie, that's got to have helped the offense to a great extent.
Yeah, no, a lot of the times last year we were just, you know, we had 2-3 forwards playing defense last year. We've been really devastated with injuries and sickness on defense the last 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, we always knew Carly was an exceptional goaltender. You know, last year was her second year, but she was a redshirt freshman, so her first year playing. So her being in her third year, second year of playing in games, and then just having, you know, reliable defensemen that can break out the puck and being healthy has really been a big difference between us not having to play a lot of time in our zone.
You also have gotten more consistent scoring from your second, third, and in some cases even fourth lines. How did you build that depth?
Yeah, we've been shooting a lot. you know, we've been spending. Obviously first play, you know, being able to break out the puck and not spending time in our zone has been a huge influence. And we've really tried to change the way we've played. We've tried to avoid dumping in the puck at all costs. We've tried to regroup as much as possible. So possessing the puck and then, you know, we've really spent, we put a shooter tutor on the net, and, you know, we'll spend 20 or 30 minutes shooting after every practice, especially now that we have the time over break. And it's just, it's really, you know, all lines have contributed since we've been back for break, and it's been really nice to win in different ways, win off the score goals on the rush. You know, we've scored a goal on the power play against Merrimack. You know, we've scored from the point, 5-on-5 in zone. So having that diversity in our offense has been a key to us, you know, getting a couple of victories recently.
We're talking with Maine women's hockey coach Rick Reichenbach. Merrimack in town for two this weekend, Friday night and Saturday afternoon. And Rick, that Saturday afternoon game, a very special one. That's your Skating Strides games, an opportunity to help support a terrific cause in terms of breast cancer awareness and research.
Yeah, all the funds go to the Patrick Dempsey Center in Maine. You know, five of the last 6 years, we've raised the most money in Hockey East for the Skating Strides event, because it is a league event both on the men and the women. So that's a huge source of pride. Fairpoint has been kind enough the last few years to donate the jerseys, and then we kind of create a special design for the jerseys this year. The Maine is set up kind of like the New York Rangers. I'm not a New York Rangers fan, but
I'm wearing my Rangers hat, Rick. I really am.
I was thinking about that when I said it, but you know, kind of a Rangers script across with the Maine on it. So it's a very unique jersey. We're auctioning the jerseys after the game. The girls are super excited for it. They have a ton of pride in this game, and you know, I think since I've been here and we played in this game, we've always played extremely hard, and we wanted to represent, you know, the Dempsey Center and the fight against cancer. And there's just a lot bigger reasons to play hard in this game. And I think our girls really embrace that.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend. Two big games with Merrimack, the Skating Strides game, Saturday afternoon at 2:00. Everybody I talk to who goes and sees your team for the first time says, I can't wait to get back. They are so much fun to watch, so much talent on that team. And heck, you know, even guys in the media who said your program was irrelevant last year are suddenly jumping on the bandwagon too. So converts all over the place, even among those guys like him who were, I think, intimidated by strong, talented women.
There, you've got a few of those on your team.
Yeah. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. We wish you a great luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you again as the season goes on.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.